Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The People's Republic of China. The war between Israel and Iran. Where's China? That question has important answers, and I welcome Jack Burnham from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, a research analyst, writing with his colleague Craig Singleton about China's contact with Iran over the years and right now during the war fighting. Jack, a very good evening to you. I read from the article that you and Craig have posted at FTD's site. This is Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. You will all recall Wang Yi has excellent English, and he tongue-lashes American officials. However, there is a photograph of Wang Yi pleasantly shaking the hands of the Foreign Minister of Iran, Sayyed Abbas Araghchi. And then the phone call contributed this, according to the official readout. China firmly opposes the reckless attacks targeting Iranian officials and causing civilian casualties, urging countries that have influence over Israel to restrain Jerusalem. I stop there, Jack, because this is very cautious language, given what Wang Yi is capable of. I don't know that he's of the caliber of the running dogs of capitalism of my youth, but he's good. And when he uses English, he knows how to go for snark. This looks not like Wang Yi at all. How do you read this? What does this mean? A verbal commitment to protecting Iran, but no threats to adversaries. Good evening to you.
Thank you for having me. I think how I would read Wang Yi's phone call is to understand China's approach to the region. So far, Beijing has reflected a desire to give political cover to Tehran, which has been a major customer for several military products, as well as a major consumer of cheap Iranian crude. But you also see a concern from the CCP of wanting to be avoid being dragged in to this ongoing crisis with no end in sight so far.
Dragged in, yes, but then again, they are the bank. Let's go to the UN ambassador, Fu Kang. He said that Beijing, quote, opposes the intensification of contradictions and the expansion of conflicts and is deeply concerned about the consequences of Israel's actions. Jack, this could have been written by Claude of AI. There's no life to it. It seems pro forma. They couldn't have been pleased about this in Tehran. Have they said anything to your knowledge?
I certainly think that Tehran is at this point looking for anyone that will stand behind them as they continue to suffer at the hands of precision Israeli strikes. At the same time, I think that Tehran has also certainly been a very welcome recipient of Chinese aid, certainly a major consumer of ballistic missile propellant sales, a major oil consumer. China has a relationship with the Iran's proxy group, the Houthis in Yemen. You've seen joint naval exercises. Certainly Tehran is very aware of the support that it's received from China over the years. And I think certainly at this point is more than happy to receive any type of aid or assistance, even political cover that it can muster.
All right. Now let's get to the business at hand. Your article estimates that China is 90% of the Iranian oil market, 90% in a shadow fleet that, let's say, works cooperatively with the shadow fleet that carries Russian oil to China and India. So therefore, China is paying for, over the years, the development of the weapon systems that Iran was free to buy from China. It's a nice little circle of cash there. And they're probably, I'm guessing, is a large Chinese contingent in Tehran administering the oil deals. So without China, Iran doesn't have a source of cash. You have recommendations at FTD about what is to be done, presuming this present conflict drags on and that there is no end in sight. What do you recommend the U.S. and its allies can do about China supporting the suspect nuclear weapons program regime in Tehran?
There's certainly a lot that Washington can do, and there's a lot that Washington has been doing. The Department of the Treasury has been consistently sanctioning Chinese refineries that purchase Iranian crude through its maximum pressure campaign. And certainly now is the moment of all moments, while potential military action is being weighed, to continue to put pressure on Tehran's last backer, which is China. So to place sanctions and to have strict enforcement mechanisms on shadow fleet vessels that carry Iranian crude into Chinese ports, into Chinese refineries and Chinese banks that do business with Iranian firms, to really force Beijing to choose between domestic economic stability, which has been a top concern of the CCP, and continuing its financial support for Tehran.
The suspicion is that you report that China stopped selling major weapons to Tehran in 2005. Do we believe that, Jack, that it's been 20 years since they resupplied the missiles, the tanks, the ships? 20 years?
It's an interesting cyclical relationship between Tehran and Beijing when it comes to military sales. So originally, Beijing was one of the major providers of the indigenous capability for Tehran to build its own missile systems. So you saw China giving Iran a good number of manufacturing capabilities, missile designs, so that Tehran could build out its own ballistic missile program. Officially, those sales ended in 2005, as China was attempting to show that it was a responsible member of the international community and was agreeing to arms embargoes on Iran. But now a key aspect of this relationship has been the sale of weapons components. China has sold different components that are used to create solid fuel, ballistic and shorter range missiles. Chinese firms connected to the PLA have allegedly sold targeting data to Iranian proxies. So there's a significant military aspect to this relationship that has certainly been ramping up over time. In 2021, China and Iran signed a strategic agreement that included a good deal of military cooperation, intelligence sharing, joint weapons development. So clearly there is a military relationship, but it does look like it may be a bit different than it was during the 1980s and the 1990s.
Did China shepherd Iran into observer status of the BRICS and Shanghai Cooperation Organization? I don't remember whether Iran is joined or is standing around to join. Can you help me, Jack?
China has certainly helped Iran on both of those fronts. There's certainly been a very deep political element, both with the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and with BRICS around Iran. And so one of the closest elements of this relationship really has been political. And I think that's been reflected in the statements that you mentioned at the top of clearly there is a very strong political relationship between Beijing and Tehran, built around a variety of different facets, particularly in opposition to the United States and the West more generally. And underpinning that is certain elements of military and security cooperation.
Jack Burnham is a research analyst at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. For the world's second largest economy, the coming superpower dominating the earth, very quiet.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.